scheduled 4 White House witnesses for interviews today, but they're not showing up. AP Sagar Magani reports.
National Security Council lead lawyer John Eisenberg and White House aide Robert Blair were to appear this morning. Neither did, with the Justice Department saying, as a presidential advisor, Eisenberg is absolutely immune from being compelled to testify. 2 other witnesses are not expected to appear this afternoon. All 4 had been subpoenaed. Meantime, President Trump continues bashing the credibility of the whistleblower who triggered the probe and is rejecting a lawyer's offer to have the person answer written questions from GOP lawmakers. The president says the whistleblower needs to appear publicly. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Anti-government protesters crossed a major bridge in central Baghdad on Monday, approaching the headquarters of state-run TV and coming to within 500 meters of the prime minister's office. Security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas at the protesters, killing at least 5 people and wounding dozens. The European Union says it's still committed to Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, even as the deal continues to collapse following Washington's withdrawal from the agreement. European Union spokeswoman Maya Kosodzianic says the joint comprehensive plan of action enhances security.
We believe that the JCPOA should be preserved. It's a matter of our security, not just the region or Europe, but globally. It's an international agreement that was endorsed by the UN, and we believe it should remain in place.
Earlier Monday, Iran broke further from the agreement by announcing it's doubling the number of advanced centrifuges it operates. The announcement comes on the 40th anniversary of the 1979 U.S. embassy takeover in Tehran. This is VOA News. Dense noxious smog continues to envelop the Indian capital and surrounding area Monday. Pollution levels